Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We would like to see the questions that some of you may have. Muhammad Aman.
Sheikh, there are some or most of women who miss their fast, and we see that there are many of them who couldn't make it up until 2-3 years. So what should they do? Maybe they have their fast pending of maybe 10 years, 15 years. So what should they do?
The most authentic opinion is that a person, when he misses days of Ramadan for a legitimate reason, such as traveling, being ill, or if it's a sister who has her menses, they are allowed to postpone making up for these days until the following Ramadan, just before that. If they do not make up for these days and the following Ramadan is due, scholars differed whether to pay an expiation plus fasting the days or only fasting the days. Some scholars say that because you delayed making up for these days missed in Ramadan until the other Ramadan was due, you have to feed a poor person with every day you make up. Now I'm talking about delaying fasting or making up without a legitimate reason. If a person has a legitimate reason, then definitely he's not at all requested to do anything. The second group of scholars said, no, there isn't any expiation for skipping a Ramadan or two or three. Even if you don't have a legitimate reason, you're sinful, but you're not obliged to feed anyone. And this is the most authentic opinion. That was the opinion of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul. Having said that, if a person has a legitimate reason, then he's not sinful. An example, a woman got married, immediately got pregnant, Ramadan was due, she's pregnant, she did not fast any day because she was afraid on her child. She gave birth, she started suckling the baby. The following Ramadan was due, she cannot fast because she needs to suckle the child. After that, she got pregnant again. And then she started suckling and pregnant and suckling. And I know women like this who used to ask me. And she says that for the past 16 years, I did not fast a single day of Ramadan because I did not have the chance to do so. What to do? It's very simple. 16 multiplied by 30 on average, maybe 29, depending on the months that she skipped. And she has to make up for all of these 480 days. Now, once she's not suckling or breastfeeding, she should make up for these days on the way or the fashion that suits her best. Some of them would decide to fast most of them during winter because the day is too short. So it's about, in Europe, for example, it can be 8 hours or 9 hours. So this is beautiful fasting. So they would like to make up all these days in winter, no problem. Others would like to fast Mondays and Thursdays, Mondays and Thursdays throughout the whole year. This is also applicable. So you have to make up these days, but there is no expiation, no kafara through a while doing that or while in the process. Yes, brother.
Suppose someone has missed the fasting of Ramadan due to traveling. So can he fast on day of Arafah, intending that for Arafah as well and for that he has missed it?
The Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever fasts the day of Arafah, Allah would expiate, Allah would forgive the sins of how many years? 2 years. And that is why scholars say that if a person intends to make up for a missed day of Ramadan in Arafah, he will have both rewards, the day of Ramadan and also the 2 years of expiation for his sins.
Salam.
Salam.
Sheikh, my question is regarding the voluntary fasting, for example, on the day of Ashura. If after I have fasted on the day of Ashura, I realized that I had missed fast in Ramadan. And so after fasting on the day of Ashura, can I change my intention and think that that fast was an expiation for the fast lost in Ramadan.
Anyone who could help me in answering this question, please, with justification? Yes, Faisal.
Niyat cannot be done later. After the action, it cannot be done.
Yes, we said that one of the conditions for fasting, mandatory fasts, is that the niyyah, the intention, precedes the break of dawn. So if you intended to fast the day of Ashura, the break of dawn is at 6 o'clock, and you intended at 6:15 to make it a day of Ramadan, this is not applicable at all. So the mandatory fast, you have to have the intention before the break of dawn. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Sheikh, as we know that Yawm al-Arafah is on 9th of Dhul-Hijjah.
Is not?
Is on 9th of Dhul-Hijjah.
Okay.
But now this 9th of Dhul-Hijjah may differ from Saudi Arabia and our country. It might be the next day. So when should we fast the Yawm al-Arafah? As when it is Yawm al-Arafah in Saudi Arabia, or when is 9th Dhul-Hijjah in our country?
You fast the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah in your country, regardless when the people will stand on Arafah in Saudi Arabia. Because as you know, we as Muslims identify the beginning of the month through sighting of the moon. And we've stated before that the sighting of the moon may differ from one country to the other, correct? So maybe Ramadan begins in Saturday in Saudi Arabia. In India, it always begins on Sunday. True? There's always a day or two difference between us two. This means that Ramadan and Ramadan is different in both countries. Likewise, when we come to the Hijjah, it is not because the people are standing in Arafah that we fast that particular day. It is the 9th of the Hijjah. So if the Hijjah, the 9th of the Hijjah coincides to a Friday, and in Saudi it coincides to a Thursday, then you have to fast in according to the sighting of the moon, in accordance to the lunar month in your country, regardless of Saudi Arabia and regardless of the day of Arafah. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, is there anything prescribed from Sunnah what should be taken in Suhoor?
Regarding the menu?
Yes.
No, there isn't anything in regard of the menu of the Suhoor. You could have seafood, you could have steaks, you could have rice, you could have whatever you wish. The menu of Fatur, breaking the fast, is yes. The Prophet used to break his fast on dates, alayhi salatu wasalam, raw dates, that is rutab. If not, then the dried dates. If not, then sips of water. As for the Suhoor, you can eat whatever you wish, providing it is halal, of course. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, my question is that as we read in the earlier hadith that the time after Suhoor and the Salah is around 50 verses, that is if it is read. So, but in another narration it comes that till the Azan, if you have a bowl of drink, you can complete it. And what people do in India is that they eat till the Azan, and as the Azan has been given, they have a thing ready of drinking a bowl, then they drink it during the Azan, is that till the Azan is completed. So is it allowed?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, which was reported by Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak and elsewhere, whenever any of you holds a glass of water or a container that contains liquids, juice, water, whatever, and the Adhan is called, he is permitted to drink of it until he's satisfied. Now this is different than when I hear the Adhan, I rush to the kitchen and open the fridge and make some juice and put some sugar and some, and then start drinking. This is not the case. The case is, if I'm already holding the glass and it calls for the Adhan, in this case, the Prophet tells us, drink as much as you wish, no problem of that. So I hope this answers your question.
Sheikh, we learned about Suhoor, but can you just put some light on the issue that there are some people who recite many du'as before the Suhoor, or many du'as related to the intention. Can you just put some light on that?
To say verbally the intention is a bid'ah. We went through that when we studied the chapter dealing with prayer. You do not say, I intend to fast tomorrow, which is Saturday, the 15th of so-and-so, from break of dawn till sunset. This is an innovation. Dua, if related to sahur, also it's an innovation. But if it's dua because it is the last third of the night and after a while it's going to call for fajr and it's a blessed time, there is no problem. But you have to know the intention. If it's only in Ramadan that I do this, then this is not permissible. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.